Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of biceps brachii found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to biceps brachii. Remember that the origin of the short head is at the tip of the coracoid process of the scapula. The origin of the long head of the biceps is at the supraglenoid tubercle of the scapula. It inserts on the tuberosity of the radius and the fascia of the forearm via the bicipital aponeurosis. In terms of its action, the biceps supinates the forearm, and when it is supinated, it flexes the forearm. In terms of its innervation, remember that the biceps is innervated by the musculocutaneous nerve, which receives input from the C5 and C6 nerve roots. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, remember that the biceps is supplied by muscular branches of the brachial artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to biceps brachii, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 69-year-old male presents to his primary care physician for pain in his arm. The patient states that his father recently died of a heart attack, which motivated him to join his local gymnasium. After completing a set of weightlifting, he felt a pop in his right arm, followed by pain. Since the incident, he has been unable to carry items or lift his arm over his head without difficulty and pain. The patient has a past medical history of obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and constipation. His current medications include lisinopril, metformin, insulin, and fiber supplements. On physical exam, you note pain with flexion of the elbow with 1 out of 5 strength. There is also weakness of abduction of the affected arm with 3 out of 5 strength. Inspection of the upper extremity demonstrates a reverse Popeye deformity. Which of the following is the most likely diagnosis? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, supraspinatus rupture. Choice 2, infraspinatus rupture. Choice 3, biceps tendinopathy. Choice 4, biceps tendon rupture, or choice 5, biceps muscle tear. The best answer to this question is choice 4, biceps tendon rupture. This patient is presenting with arm pain and a palpable bunched up biceps muscle after experiencing a popping sensation associated with exertion. These clinical findings are concerning for a biceps tendon rupture. A biceps tendon rupture tends to present in older individuals who overexert themselves and then experience a classic popping in their arm or shoulder associated with pain. These patients will present with pain with lifting, carrying, or reaching, and will have decreased strength to forearm flexion or arm abduction. On physical exam, you can typically see a bulge in the arm, which represents the biceps muscle as it contracts down after losing its insertion point. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Supraspinatus rupture will present with pain or weakness upon abduction of the arm, a positive empty can test, and atrophy over the supraspinatus muscle. It is not associated with weakness of flexion of the forearm or a palpable mass in the arm. Choice 2. Infraspinatus rupture is a less common injury that will present with pain or weakness upon abduction of the arm and atrophy of the infraspinatus muscle. It is not associated with weakness of flexion of the forearm or a palpable mass in the arm. Choice 3. Biceps tendinopathy will present with pain with flexion of the forearm or arm and pain with abduction of the arm. It will also present with tenderness over the biceps tendon. However, it will not present with the bunched up muscle over the arm. This is more likely associated with the tendon rupture. Choice 5. A tear of the biceps muscle would result in pain or weakness upon flexion of the forearm, erythema, and bruising overlying the biceps. It is less likely to occur than a bicep tendon rupture and would not likely present with a bunched up muscle overlying the arm. Finally, a bullet summary. Biceps tendon rupture occurs in older individuals after exertion and presents with weakness or pain upon flexion of the forearm or arm, abduction of the arm, and a palpable mass overlying the arm. That's all for this review about biceps brachii. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets. the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 Podcast.